Welcome to episode 45 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It's Thursday. Weekly thing, you know how that happens. Thursday keeps coming back after Wednesday, before Friday. Amazing. I had my niece on the line again the other day as we're working through our Spark Campfire experience together. And we're writing a book together. And I know that's the idea, so it shouldn't be surprising. But I keep getting surprised at the side effects. And on this last call, as much as I'm about the relationship and getting to know my niece better and working on something, I keep hearing these side effects or benefits that I kind of didn't really expect. But it's also helping me get more structure, because I am in the writing world, there are pantsers and there are plotters. Plotters, much easier to understand, plot, and they outline, and they sketch, and make like an architect, right? They first make a blueprint, then they build a house. That's one side. Then there are pantsers, and pantsers, it comes from going by or flying by the seat of their pants. They're winging it. They're seeing what happens. They just sit down and write and see where it takes them. And for example, Stephen King is a pantser, as far as I remember. And he just sits down and he sees what happens and the characters take him away. Yay. Working out for him. So it can work out, but I kind of believe in a hybrid system where you have some kind of pantsing and plotting. Speaking of plotting, this is not a total tangent, because I am such a pantser, I need structure. And especially, so pantsing is fine for me. I'm fine to sit down, write, see what happens. But also I've been writing for 2,000 plus days in a row. I'm kind of used to it, right? So now writing with others, working on an experience together with others, I realize that they're going to need some structure. And I see this, I just heard this from my niece directly, and I'm going to quote her here in a minute. I'm actually going to put her on the line. And you're going to hear one thing that she's looking forward to that makes her feel good. And this doesn't have to do with writing so much. It doesn't have to do with working with her uncle. It's something that I kind of didn't expect, but it's going to help me make this course more structured so that we have this sort of gamification of the process, right? Gamification meaning sort of make it into a game, make it into a challenge, oh, I'm at step 4 of 10. I'm, almost halfway there, that kind of stuff. All right. So I'm going to leave you with Taylor here for just a few seconds for her to give you one of the, what I sort of saw as an unseen benefit. But then again, it is kind of what I'm looking for, because I keep talking about getting it done and that sense of accomplishment. So here's my niece. I'm going to leave you with just a few seconds of her. This is a Repossible Podcast, episode 45. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. Looking forward to hearing what you think about Spark Campfire. And I'll keep you up to date on our goings-ons and shenanigans as we progress. Here's my niece.
And it's nice, though, because then I can check things off and make myself feel accomplished.